Do any of you have fathers that are trolls?
No.
Not even one? How about a mother?
No.
No? Oh, well, that's too bad. It's kind of fun. Yeah, your mother is a troll? Sometimes mothers and fathers are trolls. There was a girl named Julie, and she was walking down the street to school. La-da-da-da, la-da, la-da-da-da-da. And she came to a large moving van that was taking things out of a house, and she said, "I think someone new is moving in. When I come back from school, I will stop and see who is here." So when she was walking back from school, she was walking along, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-dum-dum-dum, la-da-da-da, and she came to another large moving van. And they were taking things out of this van. They were taking out an enormous chair that was 10 feet tall, a spoon that was big like a shovel, a knife that was big like a sword, and a fork that was big like a pitchfork. And she said, "I don't think I want to get to know these people at all." But the next day, when she was walking back from school, la-da-dum, la-dum-dum, la-dum-dum-dum, there was a boy standing out in the front of the yard. He said, "Hi, my name's David. Do you want to come and play?" And Julie looked at him very carefully. He looked like a very regular type boy. So she said, "Okay." They had a marvelous time. They ran around the yard. They played puzzles. They built blocks. And when it was 5 o'clock, from far away down the street, Julie's mother called, "Julie, time to eat." And she said, "I think I have to go." But then someone called David. Someone called him like this. David! And Julie said, "David, what was that? Was that a rhinoceros?" David said, "No." Julie said, was it an elephant?" David said, "No." She said, "David, was it thunder?" David said, "No." David said, "That was my father." And Julie says, "Oh, I don't think I want to meet your father. Goodbye, 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 goodbye." And she ran down the street and jumped under her bed and didn't come out until it was time to go to school the next day. When she was walking home from school that day, she's walking down the street. There's David again. And David says, "Oh, Julie, come and play." And she looks all around the yard. Looks okay, so she plays. They play blocks. They play hide and seek. They read books. They have a marvelous time. And just when it's time to go home, Julie's mother calls, "Julie, come and eat." And David says, "Oh, Julie, please come and eat with us." And Julie says, "Well, I don't know. I think maybe I shouldn't. I don't know if I..." He said, "We're having hamburgers." And Julie says, "Hamburgers, I love hamburgers." "We're having salad." Julie says, "Oh, I love salad." "And we're having pecan pie." And Julie says, "Oh, that's my favorite. I'll stay, I'll stay, I'll stay." So she called her mother on the phone and said she was staying. And just when she put down the phone, someone called David. Someone said, "David, time to eat." Julie said, "Oh, David, what was that?" And David said, "That was my father." So they go inside, and there's a little table there, and Julie sits on one side, and David sits on the other side, and across the room is a big, enormous table with a big, enormous chair and a bathtub for a glass and an enormous spoon like a shovel, an enormous fork like a pitchfork, an enormous knife like a sword. And Julie says to David, "David, who sits there?" And David says, "Oh, that's where my father sits. You can hear him coming down the hall." And this is what his father sounded like coming down the hall. "Dar, dar, 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 dar." He opened up the door. "Dar." And he walked into the room. David's father was an enormous troll. He had orange hair, long black teeth, very long sharp fingernails, and purple alligator skin. And the troll put on their table hamburgers and a salad and pecan pie and milk. And on his table, he put one boiled fire truck, a bathtub full of orange juice, and 45 minced stop signs. Julie and David started to eat their stuff like this. And David's father ate the fire truck like this. And then he ate the mint stops like. And when he was done, he said, "Oh, that was delicious." And Julie said to David, she said, "David, do you like your father?" And David says, "Oh, he is the best father in the world. I love him a lot. He adopted me, and he is fantastic. Would you like to come for a walk with us?" And Julie says, "Well, okay." So they walked down the street. Julie and David were walking like this. And behind came the troll like this. And first they came to a crosswalk. And Julie stuck out her arm. And David stuck out his arm. And the cars did not stop. So the troll walked out in the middle of the street. And he said to the cars, "Stop!" And the cars jumped up in the air, ran around in a circle three times, and all ran back up the street. And they walked across the street. And they walked further down the street. And they came to three large boys standing in the sidewalk. And the boys said to David and Julie, "Go around, you punks." And the troll came up and looked them right in the eye and said, "Beat it!" And the boys jumped up so fast they jumped out of all their clothes and ran right down the street. And they walked a little bit further on, and there was an enormous cement truck parked right across the sidewalk, and they couldn't go. And Julie said, "What do we do?" And David said, "What do we do?" And the troll walked up. He took a hold of his cement truck, and he threw it 36 blocks right into a lake. No! And Julie looks at David and says, "I think you have a pretty good father." And David says, "Oh, yes, that's my father." That's the end of the book. Do you think I should make that into a book?
Yeah.
You think it'll do okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good.